This is LWIM's podcast, daily podcast, Truth of the Matter, and I'd like to welcome each and every one of you that are listening to us via our website, www.lwim.org, or if a friend has shared this with you, well, you better thank him, because the fabrications and the lies end right here. If you are searching for a daily dose of truth, you've come to the right place. This is your host, Gio. Remember to tune in for a new podcast every Monday through Friday. Again, on our website, that address, sorry to be redundant, but just so you know, www.lwim.org. On today's program, we have a psychology professor arguing in the favor of evolution. That's right, a psychology professor. Isn't that ironic? You would think a chemist, a scientist would argue in favor of evolution, but psychology? Wow, how are these two things linked? You'd be surprised. Anyways, on a news bit from uncommondissent.com, it was reported that Harvard University psychology professor Steven Pinker wrote to the Boston Globe the following, quote, "Shame on you for publishing two creationist op-eds in 2 years from the Discovery Institute, a well-funded propaganda factory that aims to sow confusion about evolution. Virtually no scientist takes intelligent design seriously, and in the famous Dover, Pennsylvania trial in 2005, a federal court ruled that it is religion in disguise." Now, the interesting thing here is that 2 weeks before Professor Pinker's letter, Chemical and Engineering News, this is the July 6th issue, pages 5 through 6, published six letters in response to a March 23rd article on the American Chemical Society stance on evolution / intelligent design, and or the editor's April 6th piece about the Texas School Board science standards. Now, of these six letters, five clearly came down on the side of questioning major aspects of evolutionary theory and encouraging open discussion of unsupported aspects of the theory. Three of the letters referred specifically and positively to intelligent design. Now, of course, five people, they're a very small fraction, the article contends, but this is an unusually large number of letters on a single topic. And for five scientists to speak out spontaneously in a hostile environment is indicative of many more out there. The article continues, "The fact that 83% of the letters on this topic that the editor published were opposed to his own stance suggests that he received many like these. And as far as the Discovery Institute being well-funded, Darwinist paranoia. The budget of Professor Pinker's department alone with 32 faculty is probably significantly greater than the entire Discovery budget, much less the part that goes to support intelligent design." Now it's time for today's commentary segment. This reminds me very much so of the case that we reported about Eugenie Scott a couple of days ago on our very podcast, in which she contends that scientists, chemists alike should not give any idea or notion of evolution's weaknesses. I mean, that is evil. Understanding that a theory has cracks in its armor is very, very bad when you don't want to put this out in light. But she contends, and she is a major proponent of evolution, that we should not let others know about the weaknesses within the theory of evolution. Now, why would you want to do that? Obviously, she's holding on to this wholeheartedly and doesn't want to let go of something that has been proven false. Why? Ladies and gentlemen, this all comes down to one thing and one thing only, accountability. Well, what does that have to do with anything, Gio? Remember, if we admit and we acknowledge in our own lives and in our hearts that God exists, that he is real, and that we have to take the side of intelligent design / creationism, whatever it is that you want to call it, then we become accountable to the living God. But via evolution, people don't have to be accountable to a living God because they say that everything happened out of chance. You see, this is typical of scientists and chemists that hold on to evolution. They want to make it, or they want to make people believe that evolution has been proven, that and that is it is no longer a theory, when that is not the case. They just stoop down to fabrication to try to prove a point. Listen, evolution is a religion, no matter which way you want to look at it. Evolution is a religion. It has never been proven scientifically. It will never be proven scientifically. Science teaches us that in order for something to be made scientific law, it must be observed in a scientific lab, and it must happen over and over and over again. Ladies and gentlemen, evolution doesn't happen. You let me know the next time you see a monkey turning into a man over a process of days, months, years? I'd like to know. Email us your questions or comments at info@lwim.org. info@lwim.org. That is all the time I have left for today. I will see you next week for more of the truth of the matter. May the Lord shine his face upon you and have a blessed weekend.